Our CES 2015 coverage is proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. Show it on the big screen with the wireless display adapter. Make the grade with Office 365 University, or get the tablet that can replace your laptop with the all-new Surface Pro 3. The Microsoft Store has it all for everyone. So go get your favorite gadget at f5live.tv/Microsoft.
I'm Nick with F5Live.tv, part of the Tech Podcast Network, and TPN.tv here at the Stream TV Network's booth with Zach, games director.
Yes.
For the company. Now, a lot of people may not be familiar with the brand. I know I wasn't walking in here, but I got attracted to it by the Unreal Engine logo on the wall. So kind of talk about what you guys are and what we see behind me.
Sure. So the reason you haven't heard of Stream TV Networks is because we don't mind that you haven't heard of us. What we care about is Ultra D. We want you to hear about our product, Glasses Free 3D. The reason you were attracted by Epic Games Unreal Engine logos is because we've partnered with Epic to build this booth that you see here, and we're integrating into Unreal Engine.
Okay, sure. So Ultra D is the product. It sounds a little bit familiar. Glasses Free 3D, we've seen that before. Right. What makes you guys different?
So we've been working on this for 7 years, and a lot of people have glasses free 3D where you have to stand a certain spot, you have sweet spots that you can hit, or you know, walking in between really just blows your mind because of the 3D effect is just off. For us, we have a blended lenticular design, which means our cones overlap, giving us one sweet spot for 140 degree angle. So this is a living room TV that can be viewed anywhere on the couch, on the chair next to it, and it looks great from any angle. If you go beyond 140 degrees, it gracefully flattens out to 2D. You know, another popular thing that I like to compare with gamers specifically is the 3DS, is another popular glasses-free 3D design. With 3DS, if you're not looking directly at it, it starts to go dark. And that's because there's 50% light loss coming through the Nintendo 3DS. Our special glue that we've created ourselves and the glass that we've cut ourselves that gets bonded onto the front of the TV has less than 1% light loss. So when you go off to the side, more than 140 degrees, like I said, no color loss. It just goes back to 2D like you know and love. So it's what is different is it's flexible to the consumer. It's extremely high def. It's 4K resolution. 2 years ago, we had 2K resolution. We decided it just wasn't cutting it. The quality was hurting our eyes. You know, it just wasn't a long-term solution for us. So we decided 4K all the way. We're a technology company, so when I say all the way, I mean we have 4K 50-inch, 65-inch TVs. We had a company contract with us to do an 89-inch TV. We've got a tablet demo here. We go all shapes and sizes. It does not matter. All 4K, all glasses-free 3D, all of the same laws work, 140-degree viewing angle. And another thing that really sets us apart that I should mention is the fact that you can set the depth. As a consumer, it's just like volume or brightness. You turn it up or down with a knob on your remote. If it's too much for a sporting event, turn it down. If you're watching a sitcom, a bunch of guys, you know, sitting around a bar talking, you maybe turn it up a little bit to get that better experience. We're not all about having you throw crap at the screen and be like, whoa, you know, that's cool. It's cool for a minute, but if you want to watch a movie that's, you know, Lord of the Rings or something crazy, you're not going to want that every single second. It's tiring. So we want a more subtle, more rounded, more commercialized experience, something that consumers are prepared and something that they really want to have.
Sure. And it was interesting to me. My eyes didn't hurt. And they usually do with all the glasses free technology I've seen on the show floor.
Yeah.
Yours is honestly the first that I've seen that doesn't really hurt my eyes. And I'm sure that could be the same for a lot of consumers out there. Interestingly enough, though, a lot of people are going to be curious. Okay, how does this translate for me? What does it mean to me? You've teamed up with some really awesome partners to make some really cool games come to life, essentially.
Yes. So our primary goal now was to go two different ways. We want to be able to support any developer, any shape and size. There's a lot of great games. You know, Minecraft is a great example. Came from one developer. You know, a small guy that knew what he was doing and had an idea and then ran with it. You know, he wasn't some AAA guy. And we want to cater to, yes, we want to cater to AAA. We're talking with companies like Disney Infinity and Ubisoft. But we also want to go to the mass supporting route. And the way we do that is we go with, as you see in the booth here, Unreal Engine. And then, you know, following that, Unity Engine, other popular engines are on the target list. We want to integrate into those products so that anyone that uses Unreal Engine or Unity Engine, all they have to do is download it, and they check the box saying, enable Ultra D in my video game. So right now we've got five different companies here. They're all smaller independent companies that are releasing very successful titles that have contracted for AAA companies in the past. So these are all stars. We've given them the SDK, and they've been able to implement the SDK within 24 hours, all five companies, no snags. And they did not know what the SDK was beforehand. They didn't know what Ultra D was beforehand. So they went from no knowledge to full implementation in less than one day.
Wow, that's really impressive. So a lot of people are going to be concerned then. I know, I hear it happening right now. Lag. It's going to lag. I can't deal with the lag. I already get killed enough times with my whatever TV I have. Yep. Too much lag on that already. How have you avoided that problem with your SDK?
I can answer that two parts. One is game developers also hate the fact that 3D exists. Stereoscopic 3D is kind of the standard in video games now, if you could ever have a standard 3D in video games. And what that requires from a game developer standpoint is two cameras placed in the game, not just one, and they're rendered side by side. Both cameras hit the GPU and the CPU for a full pass. So two-pass rendering, twice as expensive for the processor, for the graphics card, and that's where a lot of the lag comes into play. With our system, we send our algorithms into the scene, and we pull a depth map, we construct it in real time, and then we apply that to the typical 1080 output of a video game. So there's actually no extra work that the developer needs to do in order to have this integrated into their game. Now on the flip side, the automatic conversion that we do and causes 4 milliseconds of lag. Now for non-interactive media, that's not a big deal at all. But for video game people, you know, that's the difference between living and dying. And we understand that. I'm a video gamer myself. I certainly understand that. So we've developed this SDK that I keep on talking about. It eliminates the lag entirely. The reason it only takes a day to implement is because we're only pulling out a little bit of additional information from the video game so that we can sample and render our depth map with much more efficiency and less load on the TV. And it eliminates the lag entirely.
Okay, so a lot of people are going to want to know now, if you're a developer, where can they go to get a hold of this SDK?
So we have just launched a website called movebeyond3d.com. And we're developing a partner program similar to companies like NVIDIA that have their own partnership programs. And we're going to go through that for developer. I'm fighting very hard to have an Oculus Rift style hardware support where we go bare bones as cheaply as possible. Let's get some, you know, pioneers in here. And, you know, for a couple $100, let's get them a TV. Let's get some hardware out there. That's something that we're still working on. Those prices obviously aren't set yet. But we're planning on this year having something for developers to work on. And even in the middle of the year, we're going to have consumers launch. So we'll have the 50, 55, and 65-inch TVs launch second quarter of this year. And then later on, we're looking at doing monitors and tablets and much larger projectors.
So the general idea is to get the developers on board, get them making games that are really good quality, really great experience, and then the most common denominator, the consumer, having that readily available for them at some time later.
Right. A lot of glasses-free 3D and a lot of 3D in general has a chicken and egg problem. You know, where's the content going to come from, and why would I make content for something that doesn't exist in the market? And the way we fix that with real-time conversion. So any non-game content can be real-time converted. So a lot of our content, in terms of brand partners and in terms of getting TV hardware out there, they're satisfied. But when they see games, they get really excited because it's an interactive media that really takes hold of 3D. So now that the brands are excited, that pushes our hardware sales up, and now we can push content. And that's why we're going for Epic Games and Unity. And you know, you're going to start seeing every game that's released with those engines have Ultra D enabled. And even if they're not enabled, you can still render them in Ultra D. The 4 milliseconds of lag is a problem for some of the first-person shooters.
Sure thing.
Other than that, if you don't have an Ultra D TV, one thing I've been asked a couple times, if I don't have an Ultra D TV and a game is implemented with Ultra D, am I going to be able to play it? Well, it's just a setting in the game settings. You can just tick enable Ultra D or not if you have the screen. And if you don't, then that'll be grayed out.
Gotcha. So I know I'm excited about the product. I know a lot of people probably are too. Where can they go to keep tabs on your developments as we progress here?
Great website. We're building. It's a hub website. So movebeyond3d.com.
Movebeyond3d.com.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate your time. And if you guys want more from the International CES 2015, be sure to check out F5Live.tv or, of course, the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv. Whether you want to get your game on with the Xbox One, get productive with the Office 365 suite, or of course get your hands on the latest gadgets, the Microsoft Store has that available for you. Laptops, games, tablets, consoles, and more can be found at the Microsoft Store by going to f5live.tv/Microsoft.